Hello and welcome back to Naked Magnum, Natural Wine Without the Wank. My name is Sarah Davison.
I'm Rhiannon Wilson and thank you for tuning in for our second episode.
So we wanted to do a bit of a different style of episode this week, just to focus on a new wine that's, you know, hit the market from one of our favourite producers. There are so many new sort of releases coming out at the moment and we wanted to go a bit more in depth. Our feature wine for this week is new from Unicozelo. It's their first pet nat. It's called Seafoam, which is a name that I just adore. And it's 100% Fiano from the Riverland. Unico does a lot of Fiano in different styles, different, I guess, levels of funkiness. But they use it a lot because it's really, really suited to the South Australian climate. It needs minimal irrigation at most, so really small water usage. And it grows really well in the sort of sandy, desert-like soils of South Australia. Incredibly sustainable compared to other wines that are grown in this region. They said it on their website, if they were going to do a pet nat, it was going to be Fiano. And I think it's a really good choice that they've made.
Really starting to branch out in South Australia with different varietals, really taking on the European influence, which has actually always been there, but really kind of leaning into that at the moment. I love the label on this bottle too. It's a really pretty pastel mosaic style label. Just looking at it makes me want to buy it. I think we paid $28 around about that.
Their wines are super well priced, I think generally. I think for the quality that you get.
Definitely for the quality of products. I really love their wines.
So Unicozelo was started in 2014 by a couple, Brendan and Laura Carter, and they're specifically wanted to produce wines that were more sustainable. So all of their wines use absolute minimal water. I think from the website they define it as being dry grown in the sort of desert-like environments that are found in SA. It's really cool and really interesting to see, especially when the water consumption and the impact on the environment that winemaking can have.
Fiano is really cool as well. It's a fascinating little grape that's comes from southern Italy. It's known to be a little bit richer, have a really interesting texture, which lends itself to that more kind of lo-fi natural wines that we like here at Naked Magnum. Also, it's interesting. It really lends itself to a little bit of age as well. Sarah, tell me about the colour of this wine.
I think it's really sweet. It's almost like a buttercup yellow.
It's
quite pale. I wouldn't call it straw. It's, I don't know, got a little bit more warmth or like, you know, wanky but like sunshiny colour to it.
Absolutely. I loved when we were taking a photo outside of this bottle for our Instagram. It almost reminded me of like a lava lamp, the sediment floating around in the clouds there. It was just a really beautiful, pretty wine, even before we opened it and poured it into the glass.
I think it just looks fun. And the name Seafoam, like you sort of want to take it to the beach and have a bit of a beach day.
I know, it makes me want to go back to Adelaide and go down to Maslin's and just be totally natural. So what do you get on the nose of this one, Sarah? Talk me through what you pick up.
I think pear.
Definitely getting that pear.
There actually is, I feel like there's a little bit of salinity. Like it's a little bit salty, but I don't know if that's just because I want it to be there because I love the name Seafoam so much.
No, that's a fair comment. What about, I get a lot of like honeydew melon out of this one.
Yeah, that's true.
Quite pithy as well. There's something quite herbaceous about it. Mixed with that salinity that I definitely pick up. It's kind of like a gnashy pear.
Yeah. And I know you know the proper word for it, but is it the bead of the bubbles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is really fine.
Yeah, it really quite bursts on the palate there, doesn't it? Are you finding this quite sweet, quite dry?
Definitely dry, but not like offensively so.
It's got a nice texture to it. It's a medium light body. I definitely reckon it's bone dry. Mm. Like almost you'd want to have a little cheese platter with this one, some little mezze or tapas to kind of match with it, yeah? Some nice olives. Olives, how good would olives be with with this?
Almost like the olives and the sort of
the brininess.
The brininess, yeah. Would seafood go well with this, do you think, or is it too dry?
Definitely. When we were in Adelaide, your dad, he whipped up some tempura prawns.
Yeah.
I imagine sipping on this with the tempura prawns. Mm. Be delicious.
Yeah.
I read online, they basically said it was a love child of a champagne and a cider.
I love that. I sort of get that. I understand that, yeah. There's lots of bright tropical fruity flavours, but the saltiness and that kind of funkiness that goes along, it's not too funky at all. It's definitely a bit sedimenty and textural. Be interested to see when it warms up a little bit in the glass how it goes. But definitely this Fiano is a perfect example of what's coming out of South Australia at the moment. And it's definitely on the cheaper, more accessible end of pet nats available.
Oh, absolutely.
So I would definitely recommend this one.
I read online in just my research for this episode that Fiano, up until the 1990s in Italy, was basically just thrown in as a blending line.
Yeah, quite a bland, like,
yeah,
add-on, if you like.
Just, you know, apparently it was just growing, so they'd chuck it in. But I feel like this is a really nice example, and I think Unico Zillo's done a really good job of really showing what this wine is independently. Mm. And really showcasing it, you know, as its own grape, as its own style.
Absolutely. I think that in Italy it definitely lends itself more to that Campania region, and you can see how that really matches well with South Australian. Just going back to the bubble on that one, I found it really interesting. We were taking a photo outside for our Instagram, and we were going to record the noise of it popping, etc. And I was just playing around with our waiter's friend. I accidentally sabered the top of it.
Opened it accidentally.
Yeah, so if that's any indication of the kind of bubble and fizz that goes with this one, it's definitely one to pucker the palate.
Yeah, spritzy.
It's a good kind of introductory to that pet nat style as well. It's very, very palatable when it comes to Unico Zello's Fiano range, which is quite varied. And I highly recommend if anyone's around the Adelaide Hills area to head up to Gamaraka.
I say Gamaraka.
Gamaraka. Head up to the big rocking horse and head into Unico and Applewood and try some gin, try some wine, and see the whole range of Fiano they've got going on. It's a really great grape that's doing wonderful things in South Australia.
You've been listening to Naked Magnum, Natural Wine Without the Wank. My name is Sarah Davison.
And I'm Rhiannon Wilson.
And if you like this episode, please like, subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also feel free to follow us on Instagram @naked_magnum. Cheers.